Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube where you can see us. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is coming up in a moment, but I feel like this is necessary. Rios making a Phillies season appearance on the WIP Afternoon Show. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios, what up, Rios?
To what do we owe this appearance?
First of all.
Yes, sir.
Man, Phillies appearance, I'm not about to waste my time and speak on about Trey Turner, all right?
Yep.
With him, I just know with my eyes, I just know, like, look, you're supposed to be this top guy, supposed to be all that. You were playing, you got your money. But when do you do things when other players like Bryce or whoever are not doing well or not in the lineup? You need to step up to your stuff. But I ain't about to go through this with the chat because I never even loved, and y'all remember, the standing ovation, whatever, Trey Turner, whatever.
Yeah, he was not
but
in
anyway,
favor of that. Yes.
I only call here for Jack. Man,
who's
let me
the
tell you something. This like the first time, I guess it really gotten to Jack. Now, honestly, I see a lot of passion with him with the Phillies, and right now, like, he really found and looked and seen that his stuff wasn't left in the corner, that it was right in his freaking sack. I love that. This the afternoon freaking show. You are the producer of the freaking show. And people want to talk trash or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. Don't be LeBron James and hold me, take me to the locker room. I got a cramp or whatever the situation is. Huh? That Phantom of the Flopper. You be just like Kobe. He didn't say nothing. Broke his finger. Huh? Mm-hmm. Achilles tendon and still walking. Afternoon freaking show. The guy who started pressing that button for me when I give speeches. Huh? How can I give a freaking speech if my producer doesn't step up to the freaking plate? You talk baseball, huh? You lead the charge of the Philadelphia Phillies, huh? You're going to light ass into Trey Turner because, you know what I mean? You missed a touchy-feely on him? Well, now you got to light that ass on him, huh? On the whole freaking team, for the whole freaking city, Jackie freaking baseball. I'm out here, dog. What you need to do, you know what? I'm not going to tell you to inflict violence, but be freaking violent.
First pitch up and in, Rios. First pitch up and in.
And make yourself taste your own freaking blood and make sure Joe the camera sees that freaking blood out your freaking mouth. Let him see it because you got to live like a maniac out there. Tennis court, basketball, golf, I don't give. give a you know what. Jack, stick with this energy. Keep it up. Rest your freaking ass. 94.1 afternoon freaking show. I cannot give speeches without you being the man you are, that you step to the plate today, said, I don't care. It's Mamba freaking mentality. You talk what you want to talk. You didn't get emotional. You didn't get emotional at all. You just let it be. You know what? This is what I'm going to freaking do. So you know what, Jack? I salute you. There ain't no damn. One thing I know, sucker free. Ain't no sucker stuff when it comes to the afternoon freaking show. We got to leave that stuff out of there. You planted the damn seed. You put the balls back in the freaking sack. I salute you, brother. And you know what? Raise freaking hell. Peace.
Yes. That was an important call.
Did you put the balls back in the sack?
Yeah. Had to. He's right. He's totally right.
Yeah, they were in a jar somewhere.
Wow. And Rios is like, I'm not going to talk about the Phillies. I'm calling about Jack.
He didn't want to talk about the Phillies.
No,
I don't want to waste our time.
Yeah. Oh man.
Didn't know we would get that one in June.
It was great. He could feel your energy, Jack. He could feel it.
Yeah. Good.
No, he felt the embarrassment being attached to this show.
Well, hold on. That was yesterday.
That's what he felt.
That was yesterday. We're back on track today.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people that listens to the show that's like, what the hell is going on with your guy?
Well, I know.
He stepped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's my guy in there.
I know. I know.
All right. Let's do Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, Phil's announced you were able to start voting for the All-Stars today.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Stuff the ballot?
That's what I meant to say.
The backst?
Yeah, I thought it was
stuck
the
between the box and the ballot.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Nailed it. So, I tell you what. Position player-wise, Schwarber feels like a lock.
A position player?
Well, I'm just saying he's going to be as an all-star. Yeah.
What about the other guy in L.A.?
Yeah, well, he's going to be the starter.
Oh, yeah.
The starter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many DHs did they take?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's two.
Okay.
I think it's two. So Schwarber, Trey, probably, because I think Lindor's going to get it. He's going to be the starter, but Trey will be the backup, I assume. Okay. Like, Perdomo's the other shortstop, had a really good year, but I think it's those two.
Okay.
Harper's, like, he's got some work to do. I mean, Freddie Freeman, Alonso have had really good
first base is always hard, yeah.
Yeah, but he's got the star power, sizzle.
Alonso has had a really good year.
I know.
Yeah.
And when, I mean, Freddie Freeman's hitting .369.
Well, he doesn't get in over those two guys. They would have
to take a third
first baseman.
Yeah. Yeah,
he only has one, right, or two
as a Philly.
Yeah,
he's only had one, but he would have been. I think he's voted in twice.
Yeah, he's voted in twice.
Yeah, he couldn't go because injury.
He's only had 100 RBIs once in his career.
Well, he's on pace for that this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know that caller from spring training is really it tickles your twine.
Well, it's true though.
I mean, it's fast. It's
a different game.
Yeah. It's been in the league like 14 years.
Well, I think he's on 100 RBIs at Philly.
Okay. No, he's only had 100 RBIs once in his entire career.
No, it was once at Philly and once as a Net.
Yeah, fake news. Anyway.
Well, it's ironically, the year he won his first MVP is the only year he did it.
As a Philly.
As a Philly.
No, as a Net.
Oh, as a Net, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's done it as a Philly.
I think he did once.
I think he did once. And the other year he got the 96.
Yeah.
And he missed a lot of times. So why don't you, I know. Yeah, Brian, why don't you just trade him? I mean, yeah, why don't you just get rid of him? Is that what you want?
No one's saying that, Jack. We're just trying to figure out how many times he's had 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
And he's looking it up.
He's looking it up. He can't wait. He's going to put it in his little chat GPT.
Two times.
As a Philly or overall?
Overall, two times.
That's why I said once as a Nat,
yeah,
once as a Philly.
He had it in his final year as a Nat and his first year as a Philly.
Yeah, game's changed.
Wow, look at these RBI totals. Just like 86, 87, 84, 65, 72.
Yeah, he would have got there if he didn't have to miss some time.
I don't know.
He would have. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that counts.
What do you mean it counts?
59, 58, 32.
Oh,
59, 58, 30. What is that?
Those are his first 3 years, RBIs.
Those are RBIs?
Yeah. Then 99, then 86, then 87.
We sure he's a Hall of Famer?
Well, 99 you round up. That is 100.
Are we sure he's a Hall of Famer?
He's a lock Hall of Famer. He's a lock. He's a lock. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
He is. One of those Harold Baines Hall of Famers.
No. How many two-time MVPs are not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, one MVP doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Why?
The Phillies run.
Why?
No one remembers it.
I don't even
special.
Remember him winning it.
Doesn't
Nobody
matter.
Remembers it.
Doesn't matter.
That's no one thinks that that MVP was special.
That's because you idiots weren't watching.
We weren't.
Yeah, I know, because you don't respect the sport. I was watching.
Okay,
he was special.
Sorry.
And Acuna got hurt.
All right.
Oh, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Wheeler.
Wheeler's yes.
Yep.
What about Lizardo?
Lizardo? I need the voters to be educated. If he pitches closer...
Forget about what happened Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, his ERA jumped to 3.58. He's had a better year than Chris Sanchez, and Chris Sanchez's ERA is 3.15.
Yeah. Well, it all counts. I think...
It doesn't all count.
As long as he... Well, how many more starts is he going to have? He's going to have 5 or 6 more starts before... When do they announce the All-Star teams?
Well, pitchers is a little different because they can always take guys. Because like some guys have to start that Sunday.
Right.
And so he could be added later.
As long as he gets back on track, I think people will understand the ERA.
He's been pretty good most of the year, yeah.
Sanchez has been interesting this year. He doesn't pass
the eye test as much this year.
Not as much. Yeah. Not as much. Like his location is just, or his command is just off.
Yep.
He walked 4 guys last night. He was effectively wild. I think he's been more effectively wild this year than in years past.
To LA's point, I really think there was something to him not quite trusting his stuff with that first pitch. So he plays around the zone too much, and like I think he's almost afraid to throw a strike sometimes.
Well, that was a nice one because Coffin came out at the end of the 5th inning. He went like 2 straight changeups, got out of it, and then he went right after hitters in the 6th. I hope that was a... light bulb going off kind of moment for Chris Sanchez because his floor is so high because his stuff's really good.
Yep.
His stuff's just really good. So I thought it was impressive, and one of the things I was thinking about last night when they, jump out to that early lead is how they promised they were going to have tougher conversations. They were going to be quicker when it came to talking to players if they noticed something going wrong, coaching staff wise. I thought it was notable that besides like the Harper home run, every hit was to the opposite way.
Yep.
Like it was everything the opposite way, using the entire field and just coming out and jumping on a throat with what happened last night. So I thought that was impressive.
Bryce has had 100 walks twice as many times as he's had 100 RBIs.
Well, he's got a great eye.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
he's got a great eye. I don't know what to tell you. Again, games change. And yes, LA is right. 301 OBP in the leadoff spot for Bryson Stott. Like, just as the leadoff hitter, that's what his OBP is. Good night last night, pretty good. One hit and a walk. But that's definitely one to monitor, because Trey is hitting 328 with an 850 something OPS in the leadoff spot. And then final thing, one to keep your eye on, Dave Dombrowski is in Charlotte for Iron Bigs games.
Oh.
Is he getting his eye on Kemp, on Crawford? Are we ripe for a call up? Andrew Painter is on the mound tonight down in Charlotte. So
that's where we need another pitcher.
Yeah,
he'll be here soon.
The forever rehab for Andrew Painter. How many more years will he be rehabbing?
He's almost here. Okay. He's almost here. Take a deep breath.
Your point on Crawford, by the way, like, I want Crawford to make the decision easy on them, not them to say, hey, we need a guy and go get Crawford. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want Crawford to almost like make it a choice. They have, like, oh yeah, my God, we have to bring him up. It doesn't feel like that's where he is. Yeah.
Well, because it's a lot of, if you watch the hits, it's not like he's ripping baseballs. I mean, it's a lot of like dribblers in the infield, and then he's so fast he can beat them out. And you wonder if that's going to translate. Again, 60% ground ball rate in AAA is ridiculously high. Yeah. I mean, that's a really high. So I think he's interesting. I think that you look at the numbers and like, wow, he's hitting 330 something. Well, I think there's more to prospects development than that. So Otto Kent did go yard last night again. So
Otto,
whatever. And and Dave Dombrowski's there watching him.
There you go.
All right, there you go. There it is, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. All right. Can we do Everyday Eagles?
Everyday Eagles.
92 days until the Eagles kick off the season against the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. One quick note, Eagles are getting the rings Friday. Is that what I read correctly?
I believe so.
Friday.
Getting that jewelry Friday?
There you go.
So that means the ceremony is Friday.
I would assume so. Yeah.
Right? Because you don't... Yeah.
No, you don't get the ring before the ceremony.
Right, you get it at the ceremony. Yep. Okay, so, okay.
Well, I say that knowingly, having
been there.
Been to one ceremony.
Yeah, you've pretty much been everywhere.
Well, you know. Sorry. It is kind of...
I haven't even been to a damn ring ceremony.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it does kind of suck that I was at one and you were not. Anyway. Well,
you probably would have enjoyed it more than I would have.
That
I would
one?
Just been sitting there reminiscing. Yeah,
what is going on here?
Regretting that I didn't get one.
Quite a food spread at the ring ceremony.
Oh, I bet.
It was like
I
the
bet.
Best wedding you ever been to,
right,
or whatever. All right. So I saw this on Reddit. I thought it was fun. It doesn't have to do with this year's team. It has to do with the Eagles as a whole. So they asked, for a game, which one of these trio of players would you select? The first option is Saquon, Donovan, DeSean Jackson. The second one, Shady, Jalen, and T.O.
Mm.
The third one, Westbrook, Mike Vick, and A.J. Brown. So again, it's Saquon, Donovan, DeSean.
Yeah.
Shady, Jalen, T.O., Westbrook, Mike Vick, A.J. Brown.
I don't like how they did this.
Why? Because they made it difficult?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Well, why didn't they... lead a trios the way they should be.
Oh, so just have McNabb, T.O.,
and
Westbrook.
Right.
With
Jalen, AJ, and Saquon. And
right.
Then you would get Mike, Shady, and DeSean.
Yes. Well, this makes it maybe a little more fun.
It makes it a little harder.
Yeah, yes.
Because I don't know where to go.
I know, it's tough for you. I know where I'm going.
See, I got my quarterback... is five.
Okay.
They got Saquon with him.
Right.
B. West is my favorite running back, though.
Right. And it's the third of the three wide receivers, DeSean.
Yes.
Yes,
I would go T.O. first as the wide receiver.
T.O.,
yes.
A.J., DeSean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I changed my mind. I think I got to go Jalen, Shady, and T.O.
Oh my God.
Why did his win?
Get Donovan on the phone. Let him know that Ike didn't pick him.
And Saquon.
Wait,
there's two of my guys right there.
Get Donovan on the phone and let him know that Ike picked T.O. over him.
and restart the whole feud.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's not good.
No.
But I think I gotta go with, it's the combination of T.O. and Shady.
That's a pretty, well, and, you know, that quarterback needs it. So I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going Vic Westbrook and A.J. Brown. I've said before, the Mike Vick, I'm going to say favorite rather than best because it makes everyone mad when I say best. Mike Vick's runner-up MVP year is my favorite quarterback year that I've watched.
You can say it's the best. Yeah.
It was the best. It was the best I've ever seen a quarterback play for the Eagles that year.
I think that's a legitimate argument.
Well, you hated Carson in 17.
Yeah.
Well, but I actually, at the time, I didn't even like watching Carson in 17. Yeah. Certainly wasn't my favorite.
Certainly didn't enjoy it.
No, I did not. So then I do have the third of the running backs, but is like Brian Westbrook is great.
Yeah.
And I got AJ. I just think Mike Vick, AJ Brown, and I think, honestly, I think Vick would do great with a running back like Westbrook, too, that he could throw to.
Oh, yeah.
I just like, that seems like such a dynamic trio of players.
And, I mean, Mike is the better dual threat.
Oh, he's, I mean, he's best the ever.
He's a better dual threat.
What, he doesn't need his ass pushed.
And check this. Shut up, man. And check this out.
Yeah.
Not many quarterbacks can boast having a stronger arm than Donovan.
But Mike
does. Yeah. Mike does. He has a stronger arm.
Well, I was at that. The Washington game in Washington, where he had the greatest fantasy day in history.
Yep.
And I will not forget him throwing that Deshaun touchdown pass to start it off. And like with the, it wasn't just that he had a strong arm. It's that he did it. It didn't even look like he was trying.
Dude.
Like he could have thrown the ball 100 yards if he needed to. Like if he reared up and threw, he could throw the ball 100 yards.
It's the prettiest thing to watch in a practice.
Was watching Michael Vick throw a football. It's such a shame. I'm glad that he was able to hit that peak at least once in his career. It's such a shame it didn't happen until it happened.
Right.
Because imagine if he had figured that out.
And had like a 6 or 7 year run with that.
We'd be talking about him as one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yep.
Jack, which one do you pick?
Yeah, I would go Vic, A.J. Brown, and Brian Westbrook.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Like, I just think, I mean, A.J. is kind of T.O. I mean, they're very close.
Yep.
B. West, I think, is actually, as we go along here, going to start becoming criminally underrated.
I think B. West
already
is underrated.
Yep.
Like, he was unbelievable. I love Brian Westbrook. And then just the idea of Vic with those guys. I just think those three feels like impossible to stop.
Yeah. And I don't even know who else I could have. Because I love D-Jack as a wideout, but I love the other two wideouts more.
Yeah, DJ's not the same kind of wideout as these
guys.
Well,
now he's an explosive guy.
One trick pony. But
arguably the best in the history of the damn game.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I knew I was going to irritate somebody.
Well, and it ended up being
my quarterback.
I can imagine
Donovan here.
The first time we have on Donovan for the football season, I'm going to say, Donovan, before we get to this year's team,
which one of these trios would you take?
Because I'm going to tell you which one Ike took.
Meanwhile, no one else took the Donovan trio. Just one of that needs to be addressed as well.
That none of the three of us took the Donovan trio.
No.
And he has Saquon.
I know.
Yeah. For me,
it's the DJ thing.
Yeah, I think so. All right, coming up next, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, 215-592-9494. The two big topics today is Trey Turner, underappreciated in Philadelphia, and Jack Fritz's turn today, just an amazing turn. He goes back on what he said yesterday, doesn't care if he tears his bicep off the arm. He is pitching
to
the camera.
Off the bone.
I love it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.